Okay, so my laptop wanted to be slow, so I'm going to say this real fast. Triumph through tribulation, through hard times, through whatever is going on in your life that you feel like you cannot just get through. That's going to be access that you have. Go to Romans 5, to faith, to joy, to love, to peace. It's there already. It's right in front of you, my friend that's weak in faith, my friend that doesn't have faith at all, does not believe. You believe in your heart fully of Jesus Christ, knowing that the word is true and confessing with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and that you are ready to live a new life, because that is what it's about. New creation. Once you're in Christ, you are a new creation once you make Him the Lord of your life. So guess what? That doesn't mean just, hey, I'm going to heaven. Yes, you are. But that continues to be the thing right now is, hey, you know, I'm saved. You know, I don't need all this. I don't need to go to the Word. I don't need, you know. He asked you to be ambassador, and you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have things that you need to face. So don't just think, hey, I'm going to heaven, so I don't need to, you know what? I don't need to worry about this. Like, it's just going to pass, and you know what? I'm just waiting to die. That's not what it's about. But we're justified through faith. Go to Romans 5 and just see how it talks about peace, love, all of the stuff that is good. God is love. There's nothing bad that comes from God. And so, any fight that you're going through, once you are in faith, you're able to have that armor being built by going into the Word, by watering your seed with it, by seeing within yourself the flourishment of God. And so, what is keeping you? You gotta ask yourself questions. I'm constantly asking myself questions and putting myself in check. What is keeping you from having all of that? Because last time I checked, the access, when it says it is not mean limited access. Oh, Kristen, you only have from 8 to 5 to talk with me. That's what God's saying. No. Full access to the kingdom. To be able to bring heaven on earth, to be able to go out into this world, your look might be different, it might look different, you know, you might not have a podcast or whatever, but it's for the same cause in your testimony of being saved, but also going out into the Word, preaching the gospel, telling people they are loved by Jesus, and they don't have to sit in want darkness. Full access. How about that? And you don't have to pay a dime. This world will gobble you up, just like these, what are they called? Yellow flies gobbled up my arm this past weekend at the creek. Yeah, I'm all swelled up. So yeah, it'll make you feel like your brain is swelled up, that your heart is just gonna burst. But what will alleviate? What is the medicine to that? What is the cure? The healer of all? Jesus Christ. So whatever torment is sitting in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and you are allowing this peace to just go out the window, you need to go ahead and settle this. Let's settle this so you can soar. That came to me today. And God has been telling me, last night He spoke to me, and it's really running through my head. And I'm asking for discernment with some things, but He said, Kristen, the small decisions you make, that'll determine big things in your future, of course. And they may keep you from the big things from happening. Maybe sooner than later, I'm not sure. But I heard His voice. And, you know, he wants to pour into you, which actually, you know, I shouldn't even say that anymore. Our wording, you know, should be different. It's already there. When you're in Christ, I mean, it is already there. And your creation, and you being created by God, He created you with light, not with darkness, with light. So all of these things, these revelations of, you know, the things that will be put into your mind to speak out, to go into the Word and see that it's being revealed so you can share that. That's already there, but you want to pour that out, right? He's already poured in. Let's put it that way. You feel like it, though. I feel like, oh, man, I need it. Let me have a breath for a second. But it's powerful, and it's all goodness. So it's learning how to balance it. If you are in faith, like I said, you should be walking. I'm going to go around in circles right here. I feel it. But I'm on my way to work after lunch break. Triumph through tribulations. Fighting the good fight. Fighting the good fight. I wrote something earlier and it was just a quick thing. I like, you know, writing. It says, when I almost lost my fight with God, or when I almost lost my fight, sorry, God was my strength. I didn't fight with God. Maybe I walked away from God. Maybe I wasn't sure what voice was what. But when I almost lost my fight, God was my strength. When the darkness covered my sight, He lifted me from my grave so I would no longer sink. Now with perfect vision, only blinded by the light, He armored me up so I can fight the good fight. Now trusting in Him is the only thing I have to do, resting in His heart as a new creation to live a life that is new. Because He is the way. To go into the Word and see. Go ahead and go to Romans 5. What do you have to lose? I keep saying that. That keeps coming to me because I feel like I need to say it right now. What do you have to lose? If you're in such darkness, but you are required. Go into the Word because you are required to be an ambassador. He says, go out into all the world and you will do greater works than me. You know, I mean, for goodness sake, Paul was chained down, beaten, all this other stuff. And he had committed murder and a lot of other just things that you would think are unforgivable. Let me just tell you, that's not saying, hey, you can go out and murder someone and you're good. No. Somebody said that one time and I was like, you're crazy. That doesn't just give you the, okay, I can repent. That's like a kid saying, you know, I can just go repent and I'm good. I know it's wrong, so I'll repeat it. I'll do it. No. That's bad motives right there. So that is not okay because that's in the Word. There you go. There's your answer there. But where I'm getting at is he came to the Lord. He accepted that. He accepted when God spoke to him, he was in pure just awe by it. And an honor it was for him. A pleasure to be in chains. Because he had mercy on his soul after such darkness. After all the crimes he had committed. All the people he had hurt. God still said, no, I'm going to use this. This is your testimony because you have been saved. It's not your lucky day. It's your blessed day. Don't believe in luck anymore either, my friends. So, wake up to win. Open your eyes. Be blinded by the light. Not blinded by the worldly fight. The good fight. I want you to wake up. I want you to feel my passion. I want you to know I was at, oh my gosh, even at my weakest when my enemies attacked, the Lord was holding on to me. But even when I was shooting up drugs, even when I was depressed, even when I couldn't get out of bed, even when I had a knife to my heart, even when I had crowbars and things and blunt objects hid around in a house that I try to make a home, even when I had somebody abuse me in every single way, even when I lived in Saudi Arabia and I was assaulted over there pregnant, even when, look at the Word, Psalms 18:18. If you believe in the truth, if you believe in God, if you believe in the Word, why are you letting the world overcome you? Because that says it all. He has still held on to you, no matter what. So So you don't let the world decide your steps, because he is the lamp onto your feet, a light onto your path, and there is nothing that can hold you back from being the person he created you to be as a new creation, to walking out into the world in whatever ways you can, whether it's day by day, like seeing patients. I'm about to see probably 27-something patients again. Second round, ding, ding, ding. Who can I pray for? Who do I feel this weakness in? Because I know I need people to pray for me. I'm not all knowing. I gotta go right now, and I'm all stirred up, man, because the word's what's up. But seriously, I want you to know that you're not alone, and I've been there. And like I said, living in a place of the Middle East and being assaulted and almost caned and living on a compound, I chose to be there, yes. And I survived that. I'm not a victim of it, so don't get it twisted. But let me tell you, not easy. But he was there. He was there. He is here for you. But you have to believe. Repent. Surrender. Make him the Lord of your life. Start fighting the good fight.